Okay, hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. I'm speaking with Allison Corcoran. Hi, Allison, how are you?
Hi, Paul. Thank you for talking to me.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. You're Executive Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer of DentalQuest, nation's leading organization dedicated to improving oral health of all, okay? And my teeth right now are okay. I have no problems, so that's good news.
That is good news.
But I'm not the only one in this world that at this moment has good teeth. Many people don't and have problems. And there's nothing, one of the top things in life is not having good teeth. And tell us about your organization.
Thank you. DentaQuest is a organization that's focused on improving the oral health system for all Americans. Our mission is to improve the oral health of all, and we do that by providing access to dental care through Medicaid as well as through care delivery centers ourselves.
Aha, okay. So Medicaid does, in certain situations, if you have that, pick up dental needs?
Medicaid covers the dental needs of children across all of the states. The coverage of adults under Medicaid varies widely by state. Some have full coverage and some have virtually no coverage if you are eligible for Medicaid. And in Medicare, it's not covered at all, which is one of the things we'd love to talk to you about today.
Okay. All right. Please do. I'm on Medicare.
Well, there you go. So for Americans who become eligible for Medicaid, for many people, it's the first time that they realize that despite paying into the system over all those years, oral health is actually not covered. Although we've seen something very exciting happen just yesterday, where the House of Representatives have passed a bill that actually adds coverage of oral health services to Medicare. And that is something that we found in a survey across all Americans, that 80% of Americans want this coverage included in Medicare. And another survey, which was just for seniors, found that 88% of seniors support adding dental benefits to Medicare. The kicker on that is 7 out of 10 of those seniors are more likely to vote for a candidate that supports adding oral health care to Medicare. And that is a bipartisan issue. It does not matter which party you affiliate with. This is widespread support from seniors. And, you know, as we all know, seniors have teeth and seniors vote.
Not all seniors. Seniors are pretty, teeth are a very serious scenario for older people. They decay, right?
They do. And, good oral health is actually important to overall health across all things, not just your teeth, but it's the whole system of your mouth. 90% of medical issues actually have an oral manifestation. There are very strong linkages between oral health and diabetes, heart disease, even Alzheimer's. And a pre-existing oral issue can actually cause a postponement or a cancellation of a major medical procedure, such as heart surgery, chemotherapy, transplants, or joint replacements. So good oral health is critically important to you, to everyone's overall health.
I've had doctors say, let me look at your tongue, is an indicator of health conditions.
Yes, I think the whole area of your mouth. I'm not a medical professional, but my colleagues absolutely assure me that you can tell a lot about a person's health by looking in their mouth.
So tell us how your organization got started, and thank you for being in charge of this. It's great.
Well, you're welcome. We have been a not-for-profit right from the start, and our mission has been to improve the oral health for all for many, many years. We do that, as I said, by helping administer dental benefits for Medicaid, and we also have oral health centers in 5 states where we help treat patients. And then our not-for-profit organization, the DentaQuest Partnership, really is focusing on trying to change the system for the better for all Americans, and we do that through philanthropy, through care improvement initiatives, through research, and through thought leadership by trying to drive awareness of this overall issue. And we feel as though we're making some good progress. More and more people are talking about oral health as an issue, and we're seeing some positive momentum on things like coverage for Medicare, as we just discussed.
That's major. I believe you give away $200 million. Is that number right? Did I read that correctly?
Yes, actually, we have over the past decade invested more than this now, $210 million or $220 million to drive systems change in this arena through our not-for-profit activities. We think about ourselves as somebody who's within the system but trying to change it from within the system, because we're part of it and we know that it can be better, and we feel as though we've got an obligation to try and make it a more effective system for all Americans, so those 74 million who currently can't get access to good oral health care ultimately do get access.
So do people make donations to you so this good work can happen?
Actually, we fund this this good work through the for-profit aspects of our business. So we are focused on both delivering financial results, the majority of those financial results are then redeployed into our not-for-profit activity.
Wow! Well, congratulations. That's fantastic. I'm very interested in this Medicare, because right now is the time when people are selecting their Medicare providers, whether they're working with Medicare directly or working with an administrator, right? So
yes.
Is any of this information on your website? Do you have a website?
Yes. So people can come in to dentaquest.com and see our thought leadership around how to improve the oral health system for all Americans, including a most recent research report that we had on oral health as a public health problem we can solve.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We were very involved with the World Peace and the International Day of Peace on September 21st. And I asked many people, what does peace mean to them? If you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
I think in the context of this conversation, peace for me would mean that those millions of Americans that currently struggle with issues in their mouth and can't get them addressed end up with the peace of mind of knowing that, A, there are providers, and B, they can reach them to help resolve these issues.
Okay, and you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much. The website, one more time.
Dentaquest.com, DentaQuest.
Great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Family.